Rabbit. We are recording.
Yay.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to another thrilling session of Dungeons and or Dragons.
Dragons, please.
Well, this one, I think, will definitely be focusing a lot more on the dragon side of that equation.
That's right.
Why?
As you all, months of planning.
Right?
After months of planning,
I need to go. I need to leave. I need to go home. I'm sorry, I forgot. My fridge is running.
Good, it should be.
I gotta go home.
I have explosive diarrhea. Excuse me.
A real champagne situation here.
We wouldn't know.
Gives new meaning to the word champagne supernova. Anyway. After months of planning, you all successfully executed the heist of a lifetime. Breaking into Yurgo Gustav's house.
$1 million!
Discovering that he was, in fact, a diamond dragon who'd been hoarding diamonds.
What? We don't talk about that.
And slaying him inside of his oubliette that he had trapped you in. But you were able to slay him. Talk your way out of his oubliette using some very clever chicanery, thanks to Tony and some group ideas. Having counted your diamonds, realized he had a million gold pieces worth of diamonds, and very quickly thereafter found out that Yurgo Gustav had in fact been resurrected. Unfortunately,
boo this man!
Just kidding.
I'm surprised it hasn't come up yet. Where it's like you, Chris, are going to do this at this table full of women.
Now it will.
Now it will. If not this session, some future one. For sure.
All right. So, but you decided, you found out he was resurrected and decided to spread the wealth, traveling all across the world to drop off 25,000 to 75,000 gold pieces of diamonds to temples of Iona. So, you started last session by paying Kestra her share of the diamonds, making her 100,000 gold pieces worth of diamonds richer, and also warning her that they'd been taken from a dragon, which caused her to burn her own house down.
I mean, considering our current predicament, kind of a good idea.
You also had a very valuable dragon corpse, or at least parts of a dragon corpse, not the whole corpse, but a good amount of dragon corpse that you wanted to sell. So you reached out to Magpie to find out if she knew anybody that would want to buy dragon bits or if she needed some herself. She said she was all full up at the moment, but recommended you sell them to a guy named Lexan Terrell in the city of Cobramoso in the far-off country of Metalos. So, you also reached out to Kimiko, finding out that you could expand your hideout in the future if you wanted to. And she also gave you the name Ola Green as the master armorer in the city of Hokkaido who could make armor for you from the dragon scales that you were sailing.
That's
so,
session 90, right?
This is session 90. So, you all teleported to Ajuba to get a carving of cobra that will take you to Cobramoso from Magpie. You dropped off a bunch of diamonds at the Temple of Ivona there in Ajuba, meeting Keeper Hagen Evermead, who was doling out hangover cures to the citizens of Ajuba, with it being New Year's Day. You also, Taika and Shims, went and met with Hannah, who they found having a very late morning with a mystery woman of a roguey persuasion.
Hot girl.
You informed Hannah about everything, and then told her what your plan was, and she was very happy that the Temple of Aeon was getting all these things. So, you headed to Cobramoso, finding yourself in a desert town. Looming over it, this large dragon face carved into the side of a mountain, which leads to a mega dungeon that adventurers try to prove their mettle in, many of which either give up or are never seen from again. From a traveling healing potion vendor that you bought a healing potion from, you found out that Lex and Terrell owned an establishment called the Lounging Cat, a sort of body Western cabaret that Tony was immediately very much into, with, you know, all sorts of dancing people, concealing and revealing, and jaunty piano music, and a lounging tabaxi, illusionary tabaxi above the door. Tony felt right at home. And there he met Lex and Terrell, a bronze kobold who owns the establishment and has a reputation for being a very important person in this town, and who did business with you all. You all were able to sell your dragon bits for 5,000 gold pieces and drop off some more diamonds at the Temple of Iona here. You then headed to Rakkad, where you arrived and found him in his Idris Elba getup.
Oh, Vakalis, you mean. Okay.
What did I say?
I think you just... just skipped that part, that's all.
And so Vakalis and Tony had a nice heart-to-heart as they ran errands, with Vakalis admitting to Tony that he's been struggling with finding his purpose after they defeated Lord Amari and freed their siblings. Tony recommended they hang out with goth kids at the cemetery.
And he decided to do that, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And you all dropped off more diamonds at the Temple of Iona there. And then headed back to Camp Chaos where you got a nice long rest. Woke up the next morning to a messenger dropping off a sending stone at your estate. And when you picked it up, it crackled to life. And who's on the other end? Gasp, shock, whoa, it's Yurgo Gustav. Contacting you all because he wants to set up a little friendly wager. In exchange, basically he wants the chance to win his diamonds back. And so he has offered to play you all in a game of chance for his diamonds. if he wins, he gets his diamonds back, however many of them you have left.
Yeah.
If you win, he leaves you and the town alone forever. He leaves town and never comes back. And if you play, he will not, regardless of the outcome, he will not be reporting you to the authorities for coming into his house, robbing him, and murdering him.
Yeah.
So you all hung up on him, thought about it for a while, went to Hokkaido, gave Magpie all of your diamonds, and then reached back out to him and told him that you only had one true's worth of diamonds left, that you had spent the rest. He did not buy it, or if he did, he said he'd just rather pay a true to go tell the general about what you did than to get it back.
Yeah.
Which brought you frantically back onto the call.
Wait.
Now, you were able to convince him that you only had 20 true left through a very good roll of Denari's part. And so he told you that you needed to, you know, buy less expensive informants. But you agreed. Play for 20 true today at noon at the Halcyon Dreams in public with people around. The Wasp will be there, and so will Captain Bronzebird of the Ajuba Guard. Or not the Ajuba, the Bronzebird Guard. And that you may choose the game of chance as long as it's fair. When you give a chance, a game of skill, the only prerequisite is that it's one versus one and that the odds are even. And you agree to that.
And, go ahead. We believe him that this is...
You can roll me an insight check. Surprisingly did not do that last session.
Yeah, I was freaked out so fucking hard.
Yeah, I think we can start this off with some insight checks for anybody that would like to roll them.
Percipient. Fuck you. Hey!
Hey, nat 20.
So that's a 28. Could you score higher anyway?
22.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you keep that nat 20. It's like, oh yeah, it's doing the insight check over a sending stone. Maybe disadvantage. Nah, you can have your nat 20. You would gather. I will say everybody has bonds, ideals, and flaws. And I like using insight instead of as a lie detector so much as it is like insight into those. And I would say that both his bond, one of his bonds, and his flaws is that this is a person who is addicted to gambling and loves the thrill of it. And so you, based on that, you think he is telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's going to be in such a public venue with people around definitely means that he's not going to try attacking you in the middle of public. Mm-hmm. Because you all are famous and beloved in this town. Mm-hmm. So that would be a very bad move on his part.
It would be a really
I feel like we're constantly taking advantage of that or like...
Why else would you be heroes if not to take advantage of that?
Pushing the limit on being beloved in this town.
Well, the thing is you guys have done a great job of covering up the bad things you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's why you're doing this, is to keep that cover going.
What bad things? You're liberating the world.
Best thing. You've liberating all these diamonds.
You've definitely never put a hit out on anybody.
That was to save ourselves. This is to save other lives. We aren't even keeping most of a million diamonds.
This sounds like some slippery slope.
I don't know, though. How many fucking lives are going to be saved directly because of our actions?
Oh, you got an idea from the Iona cleric. It's hundreds of lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are...
Because, I mean, they're not going to have to use true resurrection. And honestly, why would a,
but
why
I mean,
would a
we,
temple do that right. of
we
their
definitely
own good heart?
Stole that.
I feel like this could very quickly devolve into a Good Place episode.
Yeah.
Where it's like, ooh, do the ends justify the means? But,
listen, I think we're doing a Robin Hood thing, okay? Everyone loves Robin Hood, so
yeah.
It's fine.
Exactly.
Except for the evil people.
And good!
Exactly.
Not the sheriff.
It's the second of rebirth, right?
Yes, it is the second of rebirth in 783 AD, Queen's Day, at Camp Chaos. It is a little early in the morning, probably about 9 a.m. You've got a few hours before you're expected to be at the Halcyon Dreams.
We need to figure out the game and mm-hmm. get our 20 true back.
Yes.
Right?
Magpie yeah. is standing by in Hokkaido for
okay.
you guys.
Okay.
Oh, she's still in Hokkaido.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Then we just open the door so you don't have to waste any spells on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sending cool. stone.
So how much time do we have to kind of like prep for the situation and decide?
About 3 hours.
3 hours? Okay.
So, who wants
to
play?
To the best of our ability, we gotta scam the guy, right?
Well, I mean,
no,
or...
I don't agree. I think we've risked a lot. I think we need to be as safe as possible because we have that money. And our goal right now is to be as secure as we can in keeping it. You know what I mean?
I think at least my thought is, we play him, and if we lose, we kill him again.
It will be a public venue.
I don't think
it would be
date,
very
right?
funny if he just takes it all back home and then steal it again.
I think
well,
if we lose today, we're going to lose the diamonds. And that is just going to have to be what it is, maybe. Because, you know, we're not going to come at him the same way twice.
No matter what, we'll get at least 16 trues worth of diamonds. Because
we do still
good.
Have those left over. We told him 20 and we had, 36 left?
Yeah, but we already got rid of 10.
Okay. I think that's a fair trade.
I think,
yeah.
You guys have done a lot of good, and you still have a lot of money left over.
A lot of good.
So we're not going to kill him either way, right?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
If the opportunity comes up in the future, I think that's...
Yeah. It would be nice to get rid of an asshole.
And actually get rid of him for good. Mm. Wait, so what do you roll for gambling? What stat do you use? Intelligence?
It depends. Are you doing a game of chance or a game of skill?
Well, I don't gamble. I don't understand. Caitlin does not
know. A game of chance is something like rollies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You both are rolling a d20. Whoever rolls the highest wins.
Uh-huh.
That's a game
hate
of chance.
That.
And it's just the one roll.
I fully
hate
that.
Or however many rolls you want to do.
Fully hate that.
A game of skill is something like poker.
Okay.
Where if you know the odds of what hands you're likely to get, what hands they are likely to get, then... You know, you can win. You have a better chance of winning based on how versed you are in that game.
But it's still chance.
There's chance, of course, involved in it.
But a little bit of skill.
But skill. Mm. So that you would be able to make an intelligence check for.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will remind you that he is a dragon.
Yeah.
And he's probably has a higher intelligence than anybody here.
Yeah.
Even Shems with all her bullshit that she has.
What's your intelligence score, Shems?
You're at 20, aren't you?
It's a 20.
I feel like dragon's gotta be like.
I mean, it's probably over 20, but I don't know.
Also, who's proficient in card games or?
Well, she's.
You're proficient. You're proficient in dice.
I am.
You are.
I have question.
I'm really good at rolling.
Yes,
dice.
I am.
I think that's the only game proficiency I see on your proficiencies. Shibs.
Does it have to be against one of us, or can we have someone play on our behalf?
I absolutely don't want to do that.
You can have somebody play on your behalf. He just said it has to be one person versus him, one-on-one. So no situation where it's the four of you.
I'm just saying, Taika, yeah. You might know some people who are really good at gambling. You're from, like, the crime center
but
of
everyone,
the peninsula.
Everyone I know is a normal, mundane human. He's a dragon.
That's true.
It has to be the one of the four of us, because we're the only, or someone equal to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we wanted to get Harita involved, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that to her.
Yeah. I think let's just do a game of chance, because I don't think we're going to have better odds if we have something that requires a little bit of skill.
Okay.
Because he's so proficient. So okay. We just have to go straight up with the chance.
So would the proficiency with dicing, would that give me advantage on the roll?
You'd be able to add your proficiency modifier to the roll.
Ooh. But that's all I would add.
Mm-hmm. That and your intelligence.
And then how many...
Which is zero.
How many, like, rolls or whatever do we want to do?
Yeah, how many would we get?
You guys can come up with the game, as long as it's fair.
1d20,
right?
He is willing.
If best you want, 2 out of 3.
If you want to be like, we're going to roll 3d20, we're going to do it 3 times. Whoever wins those 3 rounds, he would be willing to do that.
I think best 2 of 3,
yeah.
Right?
Sure. Best out of 3?
Yeah.
So, I guess, just so I'm tracking.
I know, right?
So... You roll
I'm glad that
a
you're
D-
physically getting rid of your anxiety.
You roll a d20 3 times, and whatever your highest number is, that's your number.
Oh.
Okay. Or what were you thinking?
I was thinking we each roll once, whoever wins, roll once, whoever wins, roll one. Like, best
okay.
2 out of 3.
You could do that.
So you're saying roll 3 at the same time, and then do what?
And then whatever one is the highest. But I like yours, too.
Yeah, because if you're rolling the same numbers, you know what I mean? That would be, like, if you both rolled 20s or whatever, then you're mm-hmm. then you're at a tie. I guess that's still possible either way, but...
Or you do 3 rounds at the 3.
I think that yours is more exciting.
I don't know if I want exciting!
Well, I mean, it's more interesting versus, like... just rolling 3d20
yeah.
and then, like, finding the highest number and being like, what do you got? Mm-hmm. Versus this one is, like, there's actually a winner and a loser and
yeah.
a winner and a loser. And a loser.
So it would be, for me, winner. It would be proficiency plus intelligence. What are you two's intelligence modifiers?
Plus 4.
Shems?
Plus 5.
Okay, so it's the same either way, if Shems or I rolls. Unless...
Would dice be considered tools?
I'm looking that up right now.
Well, and do you have, what is it, enhance ability? Either of you?
Isn't there
I
like
do,
an
yes.
anti...
Oh, you could enhance ability.
Those are for checks.
Ah.
Isn't there an anti
this is a check.
Thing?
The casino, your magic will be visible in the casino.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can't cast it on me before and I walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Would Flash of Genius be visible?
Can I... Would it work on, like, magic items or
also,
potions?
Also, that might be considered cheating if you're magically enhancing.
Yeah,
it's just not.
So Flash of Genius wouldn't be usable either then?
Flash of Genius is not a magical ability. It's a feature, so.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
I think the casino has probably already thought of all the ways that we could potentially bamboozle.
I will also say that I have something that he doesn't have. Coins.
Oh, rerolls. Right.
Oh.
Fair enough. But yeah. You can only use 1 coin per reroll.
Yeah,
so, true. But I mean,
yeah.
That's, we could reroll every one.
Mm-hmm.
And we
necessary.
Are adding stuff to it, right?
Well, mine would be plus 5, hers would be plus 5, unless dice count as a tool.
I'm looking at it up right
yeah.
now.
Interesting. Do you need a weighted blanket?
Thank you.
Throw
no.
my shit over. Yeah.
Frodo likes to sit on people's shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'll have to have his butt on the back of the chair and then his front on you.
Aww,
or
cute.
His butt on your shoulder and then.
That's so cute. Oh my gosh.
Your thing specifically works with artisan tools, right, Liam?
I believe so, yes.
Alright. Because gaming sets are tools, but they're not artisan tools.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They're tools of the people. I don't know where that came from.
Came from your heart.
It did come from my heart. Okay. Shems, do you deeply want to roll?
Do you want to be the center of attention?
Yeah.
No. Are you kidding? I feel... do you have any idea how many nat ones I've rolled in this fucking campaign?
I mean,
absolutely
as many
not.
As anybody else has, but I will roll. That's no problem.
I'm still haunted by that one session where I rolled like 7 of them.
That's a lot.
In a row. In a row.
So there's
I don't want that weight on me.
I just kind of Googled like how to do some games. There's an interesting one called some rules for Dragon Chess that I like, where it's best 2 out of 3 in a series of intelligence, insight, and deception checks.
I mean, my insight's plus 8, my deception plus 6.
She can't lower than a 10 on anything.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think that. What insight? What is it? Insight.
Intelligence, insight, and deception.
Intelligence. That's the problem.
And yeah, intelligence would be the problem. Mm. I'm good at all the other two.
Yeah.
Do you want my Iron Stone of Intelligence? Would that help?
Would that be considered cheating?
Mm.
Hard to say. If he had asked you to remove that or not.
So I've got a plus 4 for intelligence and a plus 7 for both deception and, what was the other one? Insight?
Insight.
Yeah, plus, so both of those are plus 7.
Mm. All right, and you're not proficient in dragon chess?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Okay.
Or at least not that I wrote down. I feel like I'd remember that or have that written down somewhere.
All right, so. So... basically, in short, any game you come up with, I'll let you guys, if you guys can justify the game, we're good. As long as it's fair or skill-based.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do we think...
Okay, each person on this table, what is your highest, like, modifier? And can we make a game out of it?
Yeah, strength. I'm gonna fucking arm wrestle the dragon.
But I also don't think that's
that
a game of
chance. That would actually be dope as fuck. I know you're saying that ironically, but...
Absolutely not.
To this day, I still think about the time I cast Enlarge on you and you just fucking tackled the giant worm.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, good. I did that. That's cool.
Couldn't eat you anymore.
Yeah, right, motherfucker? Couldn't eat my friends anymore. Okay. So I got plus 5 on a proficiency bonus.
Also, fun fact, strength is in fact his highest stat.
Yeah, of course it is. Duh. Why wouldn't it be? He's a dragon.
That's it. What's your strength when you're boosted? Like all when you're all the way juiced?
Oh, I can get up to like a 27.
27 is a higher strength than a dragon.
Mm. Is that, would that be considered a game of chance? That's
absolutely
not gambling.
Not. That's not absolutely
I can't
not.
Roll up and be like, our game of chance is going to be arm wrestling.
Right. I don't know.
You can try. You can see what he said.
No. I think that is far more risky.
But he also might take umbrage to be like, let me just take this dragon strength potion first.
Put
on these gauntlets of dragon wrestling. Yeah.
Well, no, it lasts an hour, so I take it before I got there. Mm-hmm. But either way, that's not what we're doing. So I've got plus 5 on dice rolls myself.
Okay.
But that's it.
I mean, that's not nothing.
Yeah. And I think... because it's proficiency plus intelligence. I'm the only one who gets proficiency. You're at a plus 4. You're at a plus 5. You're in the same boat as me. So.
What if we do, like, a karaoke sing-off against Inari?
That's not chance.
That's skill.
It's got to be it's got to be gambling, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Specifically.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love
for
you to use your 25.
More charming
on this.
And beloved.
You're up to like 23 minimums. Is that right?
For performance?
For anything.
My maximum lowest is 27.
And what's that for?
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
She's good with her hands.
Could we do a cup contest?
Yeah. No. I don't think so. I mean, maybe we could. I mean,
we could, but again, I think that he's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's such a gambling addict that the likelihood that we're going to be better at him than something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think our
best
chance...
That's why I'm trying to, like, throw a curveball his way.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Going in with skill is... He's so proficient.
Yeah,
and he's been doing it who fucking knows how long.
I'm of a mind to just dice roll.
Just dice roll.
But I'm also fine with either. But if, like, I'd rather dice roll than spend 20 minutes...
Yeah, I think a dice roll is fine.
Yeah.
So, like, 3... And then you just do best out of 3.
Best 2 of 3. Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Seems
simple and straightforward. And I mean, there is a modifier being added to it, right?
And so. I mean, his modifier's got to be fucking... Because he's going to be proficient. And his... God, he's probably adding at least plus 10 if we're lucky. Mm. Only plus 10.
But we've also got coins.
Coins.
Mm-hmm. We've got plus 5. We've got coins. Let's see how it goes.
And plus 5 is... Yeah.
It's not nothing.
It's not nothing, and it's kind of, like, the best we've got that, like, on average, you know what I mean? Because there was that one was deception, intelligence, and all that kind of, so you've got the social people who can do that a little bit more, and, well, I mean, you're really good at all those, except for, what was yours again?
For what?
For, what was it?
The dragon chicks?
Yeah.
Or the intelligence, insight, and deception?
Intelligence, insight, and deception.
Plus 4 plus 7 plus 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. I wish we could mix us, because my minimums are literally 25, except for intelligence.
Yeah.
You only need to win 10 of 3.
So wait. So of those 3, you only have to win 2 of them?
Yeah.
But I would not lose. I would not win intelligence.
That's okay.
So.
You'd probably win the other 2.
I don't know.
Do we feel that this guy is super charismatic?
I
feel like he is. I roll a nat 20 on insight. And Nanari spent a lot of time with him at that party.
What do you remember about him at that party?
He was talking to everybody, and he knew about me.
Yeah, he's crazy.
And he wanted to know if we would be inviting him to parties in the future.
Which probably signals on the charisma scale.
Yeah.
He's got good charisma?
That's the vibe I got.
I got the vibe that he was a little desperate for attention and a lonely, sad, rich man.
I got the vibe that he's rich, and he knows it, and people know it, and he...
Money is all the charisma he needs?
No. But he uses it as a tool, which is charisma in its own, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Okay. I'm good with whatever.
But also, I think that the gate great for the furnace is not open.
Oh, yeah, that would help.
It's funny because this room's so big, and that's where the thermostat is, and so, like, we'll set it to 67 in here, and my office will be, like, 72.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I hate those registers, though. They just suck.
Yeah.
Well, you also have your computers and a human furnace in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so, you guys talk a bit about your game. I don't know if you've even settled on it yet, but, what, as you're talking, is there anything else you're doing? You have to go back to Hokkaido to get your gem diamonds back from Magpie?
Yeah. We just have to open the door to her. And it falls closed immediately. We used to have a pencil stuck in there. And then I think we lost the pencil down the register.
Oh, no. Well, Sam probably knocked it right out. Continue, I'll figure something out.
Stick a fork in it.
I don't know if I want to do.
So something else comes up? Does someone else interrupt us?
No.
Okay.
No, you have 3 hours to do whatever you want.
Okay. Well, I will Sending Stone Magpie and say, hey, come back to the door. We need to get those whatchamacallits.
Oh, okay. I'm having my breakfast noodles right now again.
Okay, we got 3 hours.
You want to come to me?
Sure.
All right.
So
she gives you directions to the noodle shop that she's in.
Let's go have breakfast with Magpie.
Meow. Meow.
Frodo's like, what the fuck? He sniffed it, and like his ears keep blowing. Like he doesn't like the wind in his
face. They're both upset about it.
What is he?
Sam's
kind of
mad about it too.
I have the heater on, and the cats are like looking at the vent, being like, "What is in there?"
We use the pencil to prop the. The grate open because it just shuts. So Yeah, you make your way back into Hokkaido. It's very early in the morning. Sun hasn't even come up yet. And you see, you follow the directions, and you see Magpie just eating some, like, cold soba noodles at an like a 24-hour noodle place.
Nice.
That's just there. And she's, it's one of those ones where it's good. Just...
Yeah.
It's just like there's it's just like a rail outside that people sit in front of on stools.
Yep.
And she's just there by herself with some chopsticks, slurping some noodles. And she's like, "Oh, hey, guess how much these noodles cost?
How much?
20 true.
Those better be some goddamn good noodles.
I'm just kidding.
You had better have figured out how to consume diamonds yourself.
I eat noodles and shit diamonds, so.
Well, then why did we rob a dragon?
Right.
I mean, shh.
We all look around like, hey, shit.
Yura goes behind us.
God, he would be too.
She says, have a seat. She says, Haruki, four more noodles. And he says, as you wish, Magpie. And goes back and gets some noodles.
Nice. Come here often, Magpie?
Oh, I've been here a few times. It's my favorite noodle place in the city.
In the city or in the free cities?
Well, we're in Hokkaido.
Oh, I mean, the world.
Not the world, but, you know, if I'm here early in the morning, it's always nice to know there's a place I can go get noodles anytime of the day.
Where's your favorite noodle place in the world?
Oh, that's a great question. Let me think about that. I mean, you can't really beat the noodles in Spezia. But, she says, that said... she says... they actually do a really interesting noodle in Carmenova. It's an island nation in the Obsidian Rim.
Why were you in Carmenova?
I had reasons to be there.
Just asking. You don't need to be mean, Magpie.
I didn't think I was.
She's
not
mean. She's
God damn it, guys! I'm trying to get info out of this woman.
She's my sister. Leave her alone. She has her reasons.
She might be the next big bad. I'm just saying.
And that's why we need to be on her good side.
And right, that's when I transition to the bad side.
Four bowls of noodles are put in front of you.
I know where my bread is butter.
If you try them, they are very good.
I'll try them, yeah. I'll eat some noodles.
As you're eating your noodles, she slyly hands the bag of holding you gave her back to you all. Under the table so no one can see.
Put the bag of holding in my bag of holding. I don't do that. I know, right? I don't do
my
that.
My eyebrows.
Where is this place we're at? This astral sea?
Mm-hmm. Horrifying.
Yeah.
Happened to her character last campaign.
It did! No one realized!
She had to make a second character until we could get her old character back.
And nobody realized it happened until Matt goes, guys?
Hey, now we'll never forget.
You don't forget being shunted to the Astral Sea to face your nemesis that you didn't even know you had.
Why? Sam is in the front of Frodo.
Oh.
No, has Sam started kicking Frodo out of his own special little seat?
Maybe.
No, Sam's just very occasionally sits there, but Fredo will get it back. Alright, well, anyway, so, I'm not going to pry too much into your business, but if there's anything else I can do for you, let me know. She says, did you grab something else while you're in Cobramoso so I can have my cobra back?
Oh, I mean...
Yeah, I definitely did.
You got the potion bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you just have the potion bottle. Nice. Put it in your item library.
Oh, it got warm in here very quickly.
It did get really warm in here. I'm actually not freezing.
I'm a little regretting putting on the sweater.
Sorry.
It's okay. Alright, so...
I can turn it back down if you want.
It should shut off here soon. It's just... I'm sure it's just because it's blowing right on me. Alright, well... I'm going to finish my noodles. It's stretches over... A little lower. Much lower.
I tell you what. I can roleplay from over here. My feet are so cold.
So anyway, well, I'm going to go back and get back to the busy, my busy life, which includes developing a way for you all to go handle this demon thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Thanks. Nice.
She says, kind of looking at Taiga, because Taiga's been coming at her a little hard lately.
Taiga's like, okay, whatever. Taiga is the one who assesses threats, so.
And you do have Percipient on right now, can't
I? I do.
So you are a little jittery.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your noodles.
Yeah.
Magpie out. And then she teleports away.
She's so cool.
She's very cool.
She's sus, guys. I tell you.
You shut your face. It's my sister.
I will not. I will not shut my face.
All right. So you finish your noodles, head back to the morning, where it's actually morning.
Mm-hmm.
Make
sure the bag has 20, and if it has more than that, put them...
Yeah, 26 in there.
Cause that's what you gave me. Move the six elsewhere.
Separate that out.
I just, you have them like in like non-magical, just like true sacks.
Yeah, true sacks.
To get your six true sacks.
I got true sacks.
All right, so you make it back to your hideout. Just rollies is basically what we're going to do, best of three rollies.
Okay.
And Taika's rolling.
Okay.
Or do you each want to take a turn rolling?
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm not fussy.
I'm good with whatever.
If one of you doesn't want the stress of
being... We're adding to the roll, though? Is that...
Oh, we're just going to do rolls, right?
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, no, we were going to do best two of three because I got my proficiency.
But
because
the dragon's going to have way better stats than you, so...
Oh, so if we do just straight rolling, then he doesn't add anything either?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that's so much better, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
So does anybody want to do the rolls, or do we want to take
turns? No, I mean, let's just take turns.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Best three out of four.
Who's going to roll? Because one of us won't if we're doing three.
Should we roll to see?
I feel pretty good about my dice today. That probably means I'll get a nat one, but...
You got a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, does anybody know?
Well, the question is, can we get a camera on Leanne's dice so we can get the drama of seeing it roll?
Okay. Well, I'm just using my little camera on my computer, so what if I do like a this?
Hey, you really gotta hit it. We can't read that. There's no way.
Okay. Oh, is that a nat 20? It looked like a nat 20.
No, that was a 14.
It looked like a nat 20.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
That was 100% a nat 20. You're amazing.
If I can successfully deceive the DM, that's all that matters. All
right, so we'll have you three roll.
Yep.
But what I will do is I will...
Chris, are you saying you don't trust me?
It's for the drama.
I never once said that. It is for the drama.
Drama, mama, mama. I bring drama, mama, mama. All the girls on the back, girls on the back, drama.
Frodo got
pissed. Yeah, Frodo was on the back of the...
Oh! Jesus fucking...
I know.
Scared the living...
You okay?
Did I fall?
You
the laptop fell.
Just the lappy toppy.
Scared the living shit out of me.
The laptop that I'm on?
Yeah.
You're
exactly.
On the phone, but yeah. Or you're... What you see is on the phone.
I know that I'm seeing through the phone.
But
camera,
yes, you...
But I think the laptop is where you
are. No, there's so much...
I'm so sorry.
I didn't see it from this edge, though. I was like, there it goes. It's gone forever.
It's very front-heavy, so... Okay. Okay, so this is where... Just so she can get...
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Oh, okay,
I guess
that's not bad.
Kind of the whole thing.
Okay. So...
Drama,
mama, mama.
What are we doing?
Drama.
Oh, I'm just going to let you... I'm going to put a disc to you so you can see when we roll.
Okay.
I bring.
Okay. I might just need you guys to tell me what the number is.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's
really
not readable.
There's no way.
All right. Well, we tried.
No, can I have that back?
Can I have that back?
It's a little too blurry to make it work.
I bet that dog.
Bet that dog.
And I bet that no.
Alright, so, each of you pick 1d20 from here.
Why? Do I get to use my own dice?
For me to roll.
Oh, okay. I was like, I want to use my own dice!
Alright, so.
What do I see?
Hmm?
Book? Mm-hmm. Bam? Hmm? Burp?
Oh, what do you book?
Oh, box?
No. I waited too long.
Sorry. D20. I was like, what are you talking about?
That's mine.
Know what I'm thinking. Just know.
I'm sorry.
Don't choose that one. That one's a good die. Don't choose the orange metallic one. That's an evil die. Ooh, that was a bad one, too.
Oh.
But a good bad.
Oh.
Good bad. Because I gave him both of those, and he started rolling them. I was like, wow, that rolled like shit. And
well, no, you didn't give me that one. I was like, I thought she gave me that one, but no, that was you.
Both of those. Fluorite.
What about this one?
I think it's fine. I don't have any feelings one way or the other about that one.
Okay. Thank you. So.
Drama, mama, mama. I don't even know the song.
So, you all arrive at a little before noon at the Halcyon Dreams Casino.
I look hot.
Words can't express how hot you look.
Exactly.
Do you have a look picked out in mind?
No.
Lookbook?
No, I just decided.
Right.
I've got a suit.
I also look hot, but in a suit.
Yeah. Love it. Mm-hmm. Double suit.
What about you, Shims? Do you look hot, or do you just show up, like, do you look hang out in the background?
I just show up the way I always do.
So you look hot.
Yeah.
All right. As in, like, you're sweating.
Actually, I show up literally in on fire. It's fine.
Do you go full Hunger Games on it?
Yeah. You see the vision.
Hell yes.
All right. So you arrive. As you arrive, there's a yeah, send it to the group. Yeah. There's a doorman. As they open the door, they say, "Ah, you're here. Right this way." And he opens the door and leads you into this large casino that you've been in before. And maybe has some bad memories for Inari. This is where you killed Raven.
Oh, shit. That's right.
It's fine.
And you guys are led, interestingly, full circle to the first place you saw Yurgo Gustav.
That makes sense.
In this large public room that people... that people are kind of gathered around. There's sort of velvet ropes that have been set up.
Ooh, I love velvet.
And there is one table with a very nice table with two very nice looking chairs. And as you arrive, you see the wasp standing nearby. You do not see Yurgo at this moment.
You know what? He might just be scared of us, and that makes me happy. Mm. And that makes this day kind of a win either way. Mm.
And you actually catch the wasp appraising the four of you, looking kind of past you. Just make sure there's no trickery involved.
Because,
with your passive insight, you would gather he's making sure that Yurgo's not going to be attacked at this moment.
I give him a wink when he looks at me.
Mm.
His face is as impassive as ever.
And also, it's not that person in that suit. That's just, I am real Taika, just in that suit.
Tony, when he looks at you, his face just curls in a slight sneer.
I give him a wink.
Turns into a frown.
I giggle at him.
You got a reaction out of him.
Because you would gather that he probably knows that you're the one that dressed up as Yurgo.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay. The wasp says, which one of you is going to be the competitor?
Oh, so only narratively is one of us doing it, but just in real life. Okay.
In real life, yeah.
I got some swagger, I guess.
I like that Inari's just staring at Tony.
Is it me?
Is it Tony? Okay.
I don't know.
I feel like that would be poetic.
Yeah.
If we win, hilarious.
I mean, did you look at the chat? Did you see my suit?
No, I missed it. Let's see. Here.
I feel like that would look good too. Mm-hmm. You sitting there like that, and the rest of us in our like fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like Shems has to dress up a little bit because otherwise she stands out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, you can't be seen with the three
her
of us if you're not
thing
dressed up.
Is she doesn't want to stand up.
We're all having a dress up moment and you're just waiting patiently and we're all like, Shems!
I feel like Shems is having a Stevie Nicks moment.
What does that mean?
With like lots of scarves up. And like kind of flowy, like witchy.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So, Tony, you walk up and Have a seat?
Yep.
Very well. You hear, he pulls out his name and says, they're here. Yes, everything seems fine.
Mm-hmm.
And after a moment, Yurgo emerges from a doorway and walks over past the velvet rope and then sits down at the table across from you, Tony, and looks up at the three of you. He says, I'm very happy that you showed up. He says, what game will we be playing today?
Just rollies?
Rollies.
Rollies. Very well.
Pure chance.
If rollies, pure chance, there is an excitement in pure chance. I'm sad that I will not be able to match wits with a lot of you, though I could understand why you might not wish to.
Because we're not a bunch of idiots. I say quietly under my breath. Okay, I just gotta roll all my dice one more time.
All right, he says, is it just one roll, one win, or...
Three rolls.
Best of
best
three.
Best of three.
Okay. I like this. And he says, you've brought the prize money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He says...
do we have somebody hold it while we're...
Mm.
I guess I'm thinking about actual gambling. They would usually, there'd be somebody who holds
the
money.
Kind of stamps his fingers, and a well-dressed person from the casino comes over.
Yeah.
And says, the pot, I will be holding it. I will not be leaving anybody's sight.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up
that. It's not Broadspur, right?
No, it's, okay. this just looks to be
a... It's a neutral party.
This is actually an employee of the...
Yes.
Yeah. Casinos are quite well versed in situations like that.
So, who hands it to him?
Yeah.
You hand it to him. He opens it up, and he's...
And he stares into the light of glory.
Oh, it's just 20 sacks of true, right? 22 sacks?
True, 22 sacks.
He pulls them out, kind of feels them, weighs them in his hands, opens one, looks into it.
He's weighing our sacks.
Yep, that's what's happening.
Kind of keeps pulling them out until it's empty, puts them all back in. The wasp stands on one side, he gestures for one of you to stand on his other side.
I'll do it.
Just in fairness, make sure you have it. Basically, they're... Everybody here is trying to shenanigan-proof this as much as possible.
Yeah.
But they also want to make sure everybody feels very comfortable in this gambling environment. all right, so Yurgo says, we will need 6 dice and a box, please. And so one of the casino staff goes and gets...
This is also Flash of Genius-proof, too.
A box of 6 dice and comes out and sets them on the table. He says, there you go. And he says, we will each pick a dice from the box and then roll it. He grabs a die.
You got this. Okay.
Okay.
Was that the roll?
That was the roll.
You just set it down like that?
I'll roll it again.
What if you rolled it at one?
Okay.
So here's the thing. You're going to recover your dice.
Okay.
And I will let you roll insight checks to see if you think he's got a good number or a...
Oh my god!
To determine if you want to use any
a coin. Yes.
Okay.
You got it. It's fine. It's just a die roll.
Okay, so then I roll an insight check?
I can
do
an insight.
Of course, will be rolling a deception to try to mask...
Do I have to roll it, or can we all roll insight?
Each of you can roll it.
Okay,
you guys are psychically linked.
24.
Yeah, mine's not that good.
Not as good.
I rolled a 2.
Yeah, I'll take that 24.
24 is exactly what you needed.
Mm. Oh!
He does not seem thrilled with his roll.
Mm.
Okay, let's keep it.
Amazing, yes. Yeah. I got a 19.
4.
Yes! 1 down!
What was it on your set down?
It was a natural 20, actually. I literally, it wasn't like I had it set.
No, I know, but...
But I was like, I saw it, I was like, well, if they're upset with me having, like, if they didn't think I rolled it well.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry a little bit, but also...
I was like, it's fine, it's fine. I can re-roll. Because if I was like, oh, haha, it was a natural 20, I did not want to hear the, like, chorus of, hey.
You didn't want to hear my voice get even higher and louder than it already is. Nobody needs that.
It says, and here we are in the sudden death already.
Oh, yeah.
Insight-y?
Okay, insight. I'll roll insight. 2.
Yeah, 22.
Oh, fuck. Nope.
17.
17 on insight. Well, we've only got your roll and one more. I'm going to use my coin for the insight to see if I can get some higher.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Sound good?
What do you get in your roll?
Oh, do you get to know?
I get to know, yeah.
I got 17.
14.
Okay.
Wait, what'd you get on your insight?
22.
Oh, you got a 22 on your insight. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Y'all locked in?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I didn't get anything from the insight, right?
Yeah, I haven't told you the result of the insight check yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting to see if you're going to use a coin.
Oh, for sorry. I thought you meant...
Yeah.
This is only for the insight.
Correct.
That's not for her roll.
Right.
Should I do it?
I don't know. I was going to re-roll mine anyway, so...
Oh, were you?
Okay. Yeah. I feel like 14's not good enough.
Yeah. So 22, though, is... So what does she get from the
22? 22
on the
exactly
insight.
What you needed. He rolled a 12. He has a plus 10.
Sorry.
Plus 10? What do you mean?
I keep getting confused.
There's deception.
Oh, okay.
I keep getting I'm so nervous.
I know, right?
He looks more satisfied with this roll than the last roll, but not super pleased.
So he didn't get a 12 on... He got a 12 on his deception.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we should probably
I might as well re-roll. I might as well. I was going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So can I re-roll with this die?
You sure can.
Okay, so that was a 14. It's going to be fucking worse. Yeah, 14.
Okay. You got an 8.
Oh no! And he felt better about that?
Well, it was better than a 4.
I guess. So that's it?
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh! Do you want for fun?
Yeah, can we make it interesting and have him give us more money if we get all three?
I don't know.
He'd be into it, but...
You could ask. Yeah, Tony, you're the character here.
Well, let's
double
do...
Double or nothing?
Well, no, not double or nothing.
Okay, I don't
maybe...
know how gambling works.
What would we give him if he won this round?
6 of the true that we can actually get rid of because we're keeping 20.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then if not, then he gives us 6
more
true. Gives
us 6 more,
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll say that. Let's, I know that the game is over, but I know you're a gentleman who loves the chance.
I do indeed.
What do you think about this next roll? We put another 6 true. So if you win, we give you 6 true. If we win, you give us 6 more true.
On top of...
Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
Yes!
You are appealing to his balls.
Yeah.
14 plus
6.
7 is 21. Right?
He says, I'll be honest with you, since this will be the last time I see you. I only have 5 true of diamonds left in my possession.
I'm only
willing to part with 4 of them.
That's fine.
Yeah,
just in case.
Let's do 4.
4 is great.
If you're up for it, we'll do 4.
Shall we?
Yeah. Should we? Okay.
Come on.
Well, I get to know.
Oh, you get to know?
Yes.
It's a 9.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Your insight checks?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Can I do an insight?
Oh, 16, I'm sorry.
Ooh, nat 20 on insight.
Ooh. Yay! Let's go with that.
Yeah!
And I have a plus 6 to it.
He rolled really low on his deception, and he is very happy with what he
did. Okay, reroll. Reroll. For sure.
Come on.
And in fact, I think because it's going to add so much to the drama of this, you get a 19.
Oh, God. Okay,
so
that's all right.
19 or 20.
We're only out 4 if you miss, but let's go.
But I mean, it's interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
20.
My favorite next 20 ever!
The world is good! The world is justice.
Get your phone out and take a picture of that nat 20.
There is justice in this world.
The dice got silent on you.
Fuck this guy. We were right. This means we were right to do everything.
The whole time we have moral superiority.
God wills it.
That's fucking crazy.
Fuck yeah.
Good job. Oh my god.
So.
A nat 20 inside, a nat 20 win.
Loud environment.
That's me. I'm sorry if you guys were ever going to listen to this.
Oh, that's okay. My device still is.
So loud that the mic
is stopped.
Stopped.
Zoom stopped. Yeah, I know. That's what happens.
My watch gave me an alert that if I kept it up for 30 minutes, I could lose my hearing.
Because justice is justice.
Wow.
Oh, that's so
I'm
good.
Glad I revealed it. That actually...
Yeah.
So...
His stakes were so high.
So you roll, and he very cockily, like, pushes his 19th over, and he's like... Ha ha, well, I think I will be taking those diamonds. And what do you do, Tony?
I go, not today, motherfucker!
He looks at your nat 20, and his face just falls. Well.
Sometimes you lose.
Such is the thrill of a gamble. You must be ecstatic right now.
I'm pretty happy.
To be so close to certain defeat and to snatch victory from the jaws of it.
I only rolled a 15 on my deception check, so he can probably tell how excited I am.
All right, Wasp, you can pay them. And the Wasp pulls out his bag of holding, which is where all the extra diamonds have been this entire time.
Yeah.
Oh. And he pulls out 4 true, and he kind of looks at him as if to say, "Are you sure?" And Yuro just nods.
I'm going to look at Yurgo.
I will take them.
And he hands them to you. The casino person, as soon as Tony wanted, handed you your bag of holding back.
I'll put them all in there.
Oh, my God. I'm going to look at Yurgo and say, I'm sorry I won't be able to invite you to any of the parties that we're going to have in the future. I was really looking forward to it.
Well played, Daxador.
Before... We take the additional diamonds.
You got them from
Maria. I got them.
Is there any way that we could have the casino inspect them just to make sure that, one, they're real, and two, they're not, like...
Explosive good diamonds?
Yeah.
Mm. You could be a faux pas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. I could see that.
At this level of a society, like, that would be, like, incredibly, like, rude and, like...
Okay. I guess we'll do it when we get home.
That's fine. I can take whatever hit he has if there's anything in him.
Okay, good.
I'm not worried about it.
But then also don't forget, like, he wasn't expecting the wage of those four diamonds. So it'd be really weird for him to have those set up on the
trap or anything.
Yeah. Well, if anybody's looking for an affordable townhouse with a built-in spike pit, let me know. Shall we?
How fucked up would it be if we just buy his house?
I mean, there's a big part of me that was like, I mean, we could be.
Ooh, what if we took his house and we put it in our dimension?
Just, like, took it apart brick by brick and put it... Oh, my God. There is no high like rolling a nat 20 on a roll like that. Fuck yes.
That is crazy.
That's what Yurgo thought. That's why he loves the game so much. There's no fucking high.
Who of us is going to be addicted now? In game.
As if I'm not addicted to this game.
In game.
I know.
Is Tony going to become a Broly's addict now?
Nah.
Well,
you're too smart for that.
He straightens his suit and the two of them walk off.
Oh my god.
And that is a series exit on Yurgo Gustav.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, can I insight check you? I'm just kidding.
Fairfield the person.
Yeah. Oh my god, I feel like I need to, I don't know, puke?
Go outside and just scream at the sky?
Yeah.
I did all my screaming. I need to be laying prone on the floor sleeping right now. I need a nap.
Sobbing.
I need a fucking nap. Alright.
Oh my god.
This is how I feel after I have a panic attack, guys.
Oh,
oh my my god. Clutch. So fucking great.
I truly can't believe it.
Holy guacamole.
I'm gonna be so phlegmy for the rest of this. Screaming like that is so hard on my throat.
All good.
It reminds me of that very first session with Phineas and Matt's group where that woman had the knife to my throat. And I rolled that natural
choice. Oh, yeah.
And basically, if I rolled low, I was going to
die.
It was literally, this Matt was like, you do this maneuver, if you don't do well, you die.
Oh,
yep.
Shit.
And I rolled a nat 20 on it.
Just happened to roll a nat 20.
Meant to be. Dice right. Christ said.
Yes.
So, I imagine you all just kind of stand there shocked for a
Tony's going to pull out a cigarette that you didn't know he had and start smoking it.
Inari doesn't look shocked at all. She looks like...
I'm gonna take Inari just by, like, the forearm a little bit and just, like, bodily shove you just a tiny bit. But just trying to, like...
It's all right.
Just trying to get some of the energy out without outwardly showing it.
Do we need to arrange a fight?
I would fucking love a fight. But that's different. That's no different from any day.
That was good.
Oh. Oh, God. My stomach's gonna hurt.
I mean, I just feel like we should just call the session there. Like,
it's not even 6:30.
Nothing else we're going to do tonight is gonna live up to that.
Yeah, right.
Alright, well, I will remind you, because you didn't remember, because we were so worried about this game. One of the things you did discuss yesterday was you talked with Miriam, I forgot to mention in the recap, from the Flamewing, and you said you would drop in to visit her at some point.
Yeah.
Well, now we got all these diamonds. That. Let's go ham.
So are we at fucking 30 diamonds, 30 true left?
We're back at 30 true.
Yes!
We're still planning on donating most, if not all.
Yeah, so you still have 500,000 gold pieces worth of diamonds. Half mil. After paying your informant and already donating 400,000 to...
That literally could not have gone better. There's literally no way for that have turned out. Like, he fucking thought he had us. And that motherfucker was so fucking wrong. Anyway. So, where else do we have to drop off diamonds?
Alright, Tony, you finish your cigarette. I have a big coughing fit.
Tony, that's really bad for you.
Oh, that was good.
Was it? Look at me and tell me that was good.
I think I post-win.
Do some zen.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've given diamonds to Ajuba, Rakad.
That's it.
And that's it? That's all we got?
Cobra Moso,
but we didn't give them
Hannah,
the full. We gave Hannah three. Okay.
We have a lot left.
We still have a lot left. So... can I see your map? Your,
You see mine.
Devalian Peninsula map. How many did you want to give to Averna for the academy?
Well, now that we have so many, I feel like we should do more than three.
Yeah.
Or, no, if it's the academy, we could give the academy... Well, would we be giving the academy them, or the temple there more?
Oh, we already gave the temple... Oh, we were going to give the temple more, I think, rather than the academy, right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
We could give them...
And so have we been giving out three? Is that what we've been doing?
Okay. We've done three to everybody but Cobra.
Okay, so three for Averna and two for the academy? Because they're kids. I mean, if they need a true resurrection, there's a fucking problem going on.
Yeah.
I think we should also maybe add a caveat that... These should not be used for a true resurrection unless absolutely necessary. Because that's kind of honestly a waste of a diamond. If you need a true resurrection, you should honestly be able to pay for it yourself, is what I think myself.
Basically, if you need true resurrection, it's been because you've been dead for
a long time.
You know, over 100 years.
Yeah.
Or have been disintegrated by something completely.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're at the level that you're getting disintegrated, you could probably afford your own resurrection.
Either that or you have an unhealthy obsession with, like, lava pools.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that should just be, like, and maybe they'll do that on their own.
I don't know why that's so funny.
You found that so funny.
But I will say, the previous priests that you've donated to have all mentioned that, like, oh yes, we're going to use this for raised deads primarily, revivify as we can. Like, Iona is definitely going to be the type of place that tries to stretch it out as much as possible to help as many people as possible.
Okay, great. So yeah, I think Averna, give them 5. And
that church will be the one that's primarily dealing with the Adventuring Academy whenever it gets up and running. Oh, also, I wanted to give you a kudos.
Oh.
Because last session, we were like, what season is it? And I was like, ah, fuck, what season is it? And you said, it's New Year's, so it must be midsummer.
Yeah.
Technically, you're very close. Mid-spring in the Northern Hemisphere is New Year's, so it is mid-fall.
Oh, it's fall already here?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay. Dip.
So, I want to make sure you got your flowers for that. Whatever the kids are saying.
Yay! Okay, anyway, so we did Bronzeport. We did Ajuba. We did Rakkad.
Did we do Bronzeport?
Tony gave a whole bunch back when we first started. Yeah.
You didn't give any there because you were worried Yurgo would come to get them. But now that he's leaving.
Well, and Tony gave him like 7,500, so maybe we give Bronzeport 2.
Okay.
And then we're going to give Averna 5. And then, so Taksum, Umphaloko, Arcana, Yemane.
Arachna?
Sure. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
It'll
five,
be fun
six,
going to
seven,
the places on the Dwellian Peninsula we haven't
7
explored.
Times 3 is 21. So that's a lot of what we have left. Do we want to give them fewer and spread them out more? What do we think?
So, sorry, 7 is not including Bronzeport and Averna?
Correct.
Or do we identify all the places we want to give them and then divide what we're willing to give by the number of places we want to give?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I don't know anybody in a car, Apella. What's your sibling that was in Malanga? They don't ever want to go
back. It's not about who we know, right? It's about...
That's what I was thinking at Fourthwind.
It's just about people having access to it.
That's kind of my thought process as well.
So if we take the 30 and we subtract the 7 for Averna and Bronzeport, 7 total, we're at 23. So we could give 3 to each 7 remaining city.
Yeah.
And we'd be down to 2 true, I think. Yeah.
2 true? Oh, I was hoping to have 1 each.
Because
I'm greedy. I wanted that money.
You can have my true.
Oh, I
don't
want
a true.
I'm literally just going to turn it into gold. Just straight up, I would just turn it into gold. So
put some gold back in the market. Or some diamonds back in the market.
Just sell it to the highest bidder. God. Cut it down.
In each of the cities, we sell 100 or like 1,000.
Just start splitting up the true
diamond.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to do that, for sure.
Yeah.
Did you guys want to each keep a true or no?
Yeah. Oh, probably just... Yeah, I don't need 2. 1 is fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, isn't Akar like a small farming town?
Okay.
So they probably only need 1.
Opella as well.
Opella as well?
We could do 2 to each of those instead. Okay, wait. So let me just do my little calculation.
But also, if they're smaller, does that mean that they get fewer resources and might need it more?
Yeah, but 25,000 is a lot. You know.
But all these temples will be connected, so if somebody runs out...
Yeah, they are all connected.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to keep 4 total, so everybody gets a true. If everyone's keeping a true, I'll keep a true total.
You should definitely keep a true. We worked really fucking hard for it.
Okay, so the four we gambled, the 4 Tony won for us, are our winnings.
Oh,
okay. The original intent
I love
is donation.
So you're going to give away all the diamonds that you
everything
stole.
Except for the last 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
Okay, so we have 26, and then minus the 7 is 19. I don't know why I'm like needing to write this now.
No, I love it.
No, it's better.
I'm glad you're
doing it.
Okay, and so then...
And we are factoring in that we're giving some to, I forgot the organization name, Miriam's
Oh,
people.
Shit, yeah.
Oh,
the Flame Wing.
How
that's very
doing
important.
That?
They're doing...
I don't know.
They're doing shit that genuinely might require a true.
I mean, because they're like actually in active danger, but there's also only like 11 of them, right?
Close, yeah, it's like that, 11 or 12, something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, I would feel good about giving them two, because they're in, like, actively high danger, even higher than us, because we're assholes doing it for fun.
Mm-hmm. Flame.
Thank Blades? You for that.
Yeah, Flame thank Blade. You. Flame Blade. Thank you.
Cool.
I think Flame Blade is from Baldur's Gate. Or Flame Blade. What, I don't know what the fuck I said. Sorry. Okay.
Okay.
So 17 left to divide up between the seven.
So, and then two for Appella and Akar each. So that takes us down to 13 left. And then we have 5 places left. So we're short. But Taksum's pretty small, right?
Medium.
Okay. Maybe we give them two.
Taksum.
Yeah.
Which would put us at 11. So we need two for one more place and then three.
How small is Yemain? Or Arachna?
They're both kind of medium-sized cities. Yemain is... Actually, I'd say Yemain's probably the larger of the two.
Of the two, because they're on the sea.
Yeah, well, and they're mostly underwater.
Oh, okay. So, two to Arachna, and then three to, because that puts us at
nine. Yeah.
So then three to Malanga, Yemain, and Infoloko.
Were we going to give any to Hokkaido?
I think we didn't do that in our calculations.
No, we didn't.
And they're a very rich country, so I don't feel that bad. I'd rather take
care of... We gave them the god-touched owl.
True. We did. Yeah.
They have enough.
Yeah, they have a whole country. These are all individual cities that kind of help each other out.
Cool.
Okay. I like that. I love it.
Sweet.
Kim, now that you've done all your messy math, can you read out to us what we're doing?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 times 3 is 18. 1. I'm just making sure calculations are correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12. 36. Yes, perfect. So 3 went to Ajuba, Hannah, Rakad.
Oh, and... you're too fast. Ajuba, Rakad, and Hannah.
Mm-hmm. And then we will be giving 3 to Malongo, Yemain, and Umfaloko.
Malanga.
And Umfaloko.
And okay. Then 5 will be going to Averna.
Okay.
2 will be going to Bronzeport. The Flame Wings.
Mm-hmm.
Appella, Akar, Taksum,
AQ. Oh, no, it's fine. Taksum,
and Arachna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then
surprisingly,
one.
Spider.
Good one.
Disappointingly.
And 1 to Cobra Moso. Cobra Moso.
You get that spelling.
Cobremoso.
C-O-B-R-E-M-O-S-O. E?
Mm-hmm.
God, I did that the last time, too. I spelled it wrong, and then you told us, and I spelled it right a bunch of times, and then I spelled it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got Ajuba taken care of. We've got Rakad. We've got Hannah. We need to go to Averna. We've got Bronzeport taken care of. And then we've got a lot of stops to make for the twos. And we got Cobremoso taken care of. Okay. Cool.
Also, I appreciate you listening that all out, so I'm going to go back and re-listen. And
timestamp.
We really appreciate the work that you've done today.
We could just take a picture of that page and put it in our
chat.
That's
true. That would be a good idea.
My spellings are going
to be. Do you want me to take a picture of it for you, Leanne?
I would appreciate.
Don't look at my spellings too closely.
It is the heart that counts, and you've got it.
I'm a bad speller at words I know, so...
Well, these bullshit made-up words are you keep throwing at us. Cobremoso.
I like that one. I mean, I like them all.
Now, if you said you liked only like one, then you'd hate the rest. All right, so, You all.
Oh, I also did pick out a dress, but I forgot to send it because was a little sucked in.
Yeah. What did your dress look like?
Everyone else got to make a thing, and I didn't.
Ooh, it looks great. Nice. Love it.
Ooh, on brand. That looks like,
yeah.
All right. So you head back to your camp where you discuss all this, get this all figured out, get your plan of action in place. Also, don't forget there's people watching this. So,
yeah,
you are one of the probably the only people that's ever been seen to defeat Yurgo Gustav at something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Little do they know.
Mm-hmm. This really is such a cautionary tale about gambling. You know,
is it?
Because this man was on top. This man was on top for how long? He was dominating the gambling world, and now he's like fucking destitute. What?
Yeah, with his 25,000 pieces of diamonds.
Destitute.
But also
he's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how well that casino's gonna do today, though, after watching these like nobodies come in and like beat somebody and get so much money?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, to anyone else, they probably don't know what we gambled for originally. Right, I guess we did say four more true.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably know that there's some level of true in that bag.
Well, and also that you guys, well, they saw the person pull every one of those bags of true that you were gambling out.
Yeah.
People know exactly how much true was on the table there, and then how much more you got. So everybody in the city is going to know that you walked out with 30 true.
When we
24 true.
As we're leaving, can I just keep scanning and see if anyone looks like they have any ideas.
Oh, I'm hyper aware.
Oh, I mean, you are very recognizable, and you have a very large reputation in the city. Nobody even considers it.
That's right.
I'm, like, afraid to move my die just for the fact that I love that it's, like, I'm scared that if I move it, it'll, like,
disappear
gate the roll.
Forever.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
time
we were still
stops, rewinds. You roll a net one instead.
Oh, God.
I just, like, super glue it to the side of my thing. It just lives there forever. It's like,
in memoriam.
We must remember this.
Now that's honor the cock. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. So.
Ain't no cock in that.
So, all right. You guys, you do this planning. You cool down from what was probably the most exciting moment of your entire lives.
Yeah.
Oh, you kill a dragon. How did this compare to killing a dragon?
This is way better. This is way better.
This
is one thing to kill a dragon. It's another to humiliate a dragon.
To roll a nat 20 when we literally needed a nat
20.
That's
the only thing that would have fucking won.
Yeah.
I love that we killed him and then humiliated him.
And then humiliated him.
In that order.
Well, and it's like, I didn't have that many doubts that we would beat him. Like in a like when we found out he was a dragon, I was super scared, but I was like, "We're
fine,
a lot, we're a lot, a lot." So like there was worry, but not that we would lose. It was so big. What? I meant, you know what I meant.
I know. I just
leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Me and Kyle. Like,
okay.
I'm ready.
Ready,
Freddy.
All right. So having had a chance to. Go back and play and relax a bit. What do you all do?
I feel like we need to start getting these Mormons passed out.
Yeah, we gotta get these. This is a game of hot potato.
But also, we don't want to overwork you, since you're our main mode
of
transportation.
Well, I had thought of that.
That's fine.
If we end up at one of the siblings' places, they can get us back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, I mean, there's nobody in Yemane or Arachna. Malanga, they're not there either, right?
There is a tower there.
There's a tower, but not one of them that can send us back, because they're not hanging out there, right?
They could go there if you wanted them to, and then send you back.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's your tower. The siblings' tower. They don't hang out there much, but they still like go in there, checking this tower, the city around it, and stuff like that.
What if we contacted the siblings? Because they're all of an equal level with Tony, right?
A lot of them are lower level, some are...
But most can cast Teleportation Circle?
Most of them can cast Teleportation Circle.
I mean, what if we just do, divide and conquer with my siblings?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Send them out, and then you can even send them out, like, you know, on foot to the ones you don't have circles to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I love the idea of sending siblings out to walk to a place with that much true on them. Right?
And they can handle themselves.
Fair enough. I just... I guess.
I mean, you all weren't, you know, level 2 adventurers walking through the...
Yeah! It was dangerous!
True.
So we can... Well, getting to Umfaloko isn't super easy because we don't have a tower there.
You don't have a tower at Umfaloko because that one is still being possessed by Old Penny.
Old Penny. Mm. But we're good for Taksum.
Yes.
We're good for Malanga.
Yes.
Okay. Well, how about, where are all the siblings at right now?
Well, couldn't they all get to Magpies pretty easily?
Super easy.
Yeah, I mean, you all can meet up at Magpies and...
Yeah.
Let's go to Magpies.
And they were just
we could celebrate this whole night together and then
exactly.
The next day kind of just
make a plan. And
yeah,
then
let's
break
have
in the morning.
A blowout and then we'll do more stuff tomorrow.
Like a baby's diaper.
Champagne blowout.
No. Why do I want that to be the episode title?
It might be.
All right.
Oh, Averna we're good for too. All right, let's go to Ajuba.
Did the vampire the old heads up?
Yep.
All right, I'll turn off my death rays.
Thank you, appreciate it.
The fact that she's not joking about that is the worst part.
I think you underestimate Magpie. She's got it together.
No, I don't underestimate her. That's what makes me so nervous, Tony.
All right, so you guys appear in Ajuba...
I'm way less afraid of that dragon in any shape or way, shape, or form than I am of what Magpie is going to do to the world.
As you should be.
You arrive. Magpie is waiting for you. Let's you out of the cage. I was just joking about the death rays. I don't have any death rays in this room.
Insight!
It's true.
Never mind.
I'm glad somebody picked up on that.
Can I see the
Oh, I get advantage. Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
You want to roll? You can roll inside. You can definitely roll an inside.
24.
Cool as a cucumber. She just gives you like a grin and can't tell.
She beat a 24. She beat a 24 on a deception, Shay.
But Shems, couldn't you just ask her?
I'm chill with it.
She didn't say she didn't have any death rays. She just said she didn't.
Because of what you experienced
in this room.
Exactly.
And I'm chilling.
We're
with
both
what
women
I
of science, okay?
Exactly.
I'm sure she would be willing to share me her death ray.
Exactly.
So she just gives you a big toothy feline to back the grin, and kind of her mouth a little open as she, you know, kind of smells the air a little bit.
Why?
Oh, the Freeman response.
Mm-hmm. But why?
This is what the backseat did.
She smelled something.
Very sus.
Excuse me.
All right, so you guys go back up to her tower. And she says, Tony, I really like your pineapple cologne that you've been wearing. It's great.
Thank you. It's actually this new pineapple wine that I've been brewing. Would you like to try some?
Oh, of course.
I'll pull out a flask.
That's pretty good.
It's got a
Would you like 3 barrels worth?
Hey, don't be giving away my goods.
It's a little sweet for my taste buds.
At least you still have taste buds.
we prefer things to be a little more on the savory side, but it's complex. I like it, brother.
Nice.
And as you're kind of walking ahead, she leans back to you guys and she goes. Just shakes her head.
Also, as someone who hates pineapple in real life.
Oh, God.
It's stupid, but it takes so much to not play someone who hates pineapple.
I love pineapple. I fucking love pineapple.
That's so funny.
I cannot imagine taking it to this extent. I can eat, like,
I know,
3
the entire
slices
time
of...
we're all doing this, and I'm just like, I can't contribute to the bit. This sounds delightful.
Well, I can eat 3 slices of pineapple before the skin on the inside of my mouth is just gone, and that's where I'm coming from with all of these reactions. And tear away the lining of my stomach.
Oh, the enzymes are long gone. They've broken down the pineapple.
I don't believe you.
Alright, so Magpie's
wait, my question, like,
sorry,
is with Tony's pineapple wine, is it, like, rancid? Did he fuck up the, like, process of making it, and we're just not accepting it? Is that the vibe?
I don't think so.
I think Tony's very intelligent.
No, I think it's... brewing just doesn't smell good in general.
It's just a bad smell.
Because it's fermentation.
Yeah.
And then plus the acrid scent of pineapple on top of that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm building on.
And then for, like, magpie, you know, we're kind of basically, we give them a lot of cat attributes, and cats don't like sweet things. So.
Okay. Go upstairs.
So, I mean, you're welcome anytime, but what brings you by?
We gotta divvy up some diamonds, get some people to some places to get some diamonds out into the world.
Oh, am I allowed to know about this now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you gave her the diamonds before. Yeah. That's right. She's like, oh, good, you got to keep them from whatever is going on with your dragon.
And we got more!
Amazing!
You want to tell her the story, Tony?
Sure.
Break it down.
Picture it. We're in Bronzeport.
Yeah.
We're in, what's that?
The Halcyon Dreams.
The Halcyon Dreams.
If you were there, you could have just said.
Oh, that was not supposed to be Chris's voice. I was just stuck in that bad voice.
So, best 2 out of 3. Winner takes all the diamonds that we procured.
Procured.
First roll, us. Second roll, us.
Yeah.
We won! And we knew that dragon motherfucker, he was so upset. He wanted it. He wanted it so bad. So I took advantage. And I said, hey.
Where is this story?
And I said, hey. Hey, dragon motherfucker. You want to play again? Winner gets 4 more true. Actually, I said 6 first, but he's such a poor motherfucker now. He was like, I only got 5. How about 4? And I said, fine. And then we beat him. And the crowd went wild, and we got 4 more true.
Was it like, did you beat him by a lot on the last roll? Or
literally by 1.
Yeah, it was just 1. Yeah.
Oh, that's close.
It was real close.
Was it like the highest number you could roll?
It was the highest number we could roll.
So, wow, and he just got 1 less than that.
He did. It was quite the nail biter.
Sounds very traumatic.
Or the claw biter, as the case may be.
Claw biter. LOL.
But that doesn't explain why you're here. You already.
We
want to assemble the siblings so that we can distribute this to the people that need it.
Wonderful.
Are there any of Tony's siblings that I wouldn't trust with this task?
Cloudfang.
For sure, Cloudfang can.
Fine. No Cloudfang.
Should we invite him or not?
No. Well, we can...
He's adventuring. He's got things to do right now.
Yeah, we'll catch up with him later.
No need to bother him in his busy life.
Is this going to turn him
loser
further away? Oh, sorry.
you call it loser?
It's above the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Is that going to turn... Because I feel like he's had a little bit of, like, feeling...
I think Cloudfang's fine, and I think this is a fine way to test to see if he's trustworthy. If he's not, then I will give up my diamonds to wherever he's
supposed to. Are you suggesting him with, like, one of the lower amounts?
Yeah.
But we don't have to.
We don't have to, but I think that this is a good opportunity to see how trustworthy
he is. I think as a trust fall exercise, this is a very expensive one.
It's okay. It's not anything you have to worry about, because I'll fund it.
Yeah, but either way, we're losing, because we're not giving 1 to anywhere. The loaves we're giving out is 2. Oh. And so if he takes 2 of them, that's 25,000.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get kind of what you're saying.
I thought there was 1 place that we were going to just do 1.
You could also, do a character reference.
What does that mean?
Yeah, somebody who's been spending every day, every night with him for months now.
Oh, yeah. I could call Evelyn.
Yeah, call Evelyn.
Oh, yeah. Hey, bitch.
Hey, it's been a little bit. Where you been?
Robbing dragons. Killing dragons. Dragons coming back to life. Making a lot of fucking money.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, right? Actually, we did it on the New Year. That's how I rang in my New Year.
I also did it on the New Year.
Shut up.
Got her. Hey, guys. Got her.
I'm going to kill you the next time I see you.
Not if I kill you first.
Use one of the diamonds I just won to bring your ass back.
Well, then you should probably kill me because I don't have the diamonds to bring you back.
Yeah. Anyway, are you around your other asshole friends?
Yeah, that's what I was just talking to.
Walk away. Walk away.
Fine.
Fuck.
It's crime business. Just leave us alone.
It is crime business.
Yes, you too, Cloudfang. I don't care if you're a rogue.
Uh-huh. You can fly, right?
Of course.
Cloudfang can't.
Oh, actually, he can now.
Oh, well, it's easier to see a rogue if you're in the air and he can't hide from you.
It's fine. He's not actually going to follow me. What's up?
Okay, well, that's what I'm calling about. Would you trust Cloudfang to ferry $50,000 worth of diamonds to a place?
Who's asking him to ferry it?
His siblings?
Then yes.
Okay.
If it was Stoney, or me, or one of the people in this party, yes. You and Ari Shims, probably.
Maybe.
Better nods than not. He's saved my life more than a few times now, so.
Okay. Well, I guess the next question is, are you guys in the middle of something big?
She says, we're just kind of roadwalking right now.
Okay. Are you near a place where you can get back too easy? You want to come do a fucking errand, or too busy for that?
Do all of us have to do the errand?
Not necessarily. But
or is this just a sort of a Cloudfang thing?
I mean, it's just a matter of who... We need people who can jump leaps in space and time.
She says, here's the thing. If it's going to be all of us, Larry's probably going to want to know what she's going to get paid.
Fair enough.
She runs a tight ship.
Well, fair enough.
It's just Cloudfang. Well, sometimes he takes off and does his own thing for a bit.
Okay. Gotcha. Where are you guys at, anyway?
She says, we are currently in Carthalia.
Oh, what you doing up there?
She says, we were doing a little bit of work for the Flamewings.
Oh, okay. They never called us.
Actually, she said that she had something to talk to you about the next time you saw her. The last time you talked to her yesterday.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Last time we talked to her? Oh. But she hasn't called us. Oh, she said she had... Okay, sorry. What the fuck? I'm getting mixed up about how many people you're talking about, and I can't keep it straight.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we might be coming up that way anyway.
Oh, cool.
So, I'll just have Tony give Cloudfang a call then. I just wanted a third party's perspective on his willingness to not steal $50,000. Yeah,
understandable. He is the sort of skulky type.
Yeah. Okay.
Rogues can't trust him.
any of you or died again lately?
I know we've had a pretty good run since that weird thing in the woods.
No. What are you guys doing for the Flamewing?
She says, a little bit of resistance work. Mm. We're pretending to be adventurers looking for work while also smuggling things around today.
Ah, nice. Very nice. Love it. All right, well, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, well, hope to catch you guys soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Have a good night.
Peace.
Bye. Cool.
Oh, don't die. Oh, yeah, I can kill you later.
Fuck you. Like you could, bitch. You wish. Okay. So, I say in our heads, okay, Evelyn also thinks that Cloudfang's good, as long as you or one of the siblings is the one asking. Otherwise,
I feel like it would do more harm to not include him.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay.
So, how many siblings do you have? Six other than yourself?
Seven, isn't it?
Well, there's seven of you total, right?
There's, eight of you total, but...
So that's factoring in the one we
seven
don't
includes Chikiri.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, six.
She was disowned.
Yeah, she was.
We've got herself. Hummingbird, Vicalis, Magpie, Wisp,
mm-hmm. Fourth Wind,
Cloudfang. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we can get to Taksum very easily. So Umphaloko, Yemaine, Arachna, Averna, Malanga, Apella, Akar. And then, of course, the Flamewing.
Mm-hmm.
So we could knock out, like...
I mean, that's a sibling for each of them, plus the Flamewing.
We have to go to the
There's only six anyway, siblings, right?
Yeah, but seven is Tony. And then Tony could do, you guys could do Taksum and Flamewings.
And the Flamewing. Mm-hmm. And that takes care of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a small party.
There's a small part of me that wanted to go to Yamane because it's underwater and that sounds cool. But that's fine.
Wait, it is? I didn't know that.
It's pretty cool.
I know. Yeah. But all I was only there in the fighting pit, not in Yamane. Plus, Alicia was there, so I have no memory of that.
So you guys have a little adventure there.
We did?
Yeah, that was the great goat god caper.
Goat god? Oh, no, you're talking about that campaign.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything from that campaign because Alicia was there. I don't remember any of it. Because she was just a threatening presence.
Let's go to Yamane and then make some more pleasant memories.
No. Yamane isn't the problem. That we're getting it mixed up. We're not doing that. We're going to do the right way. I was just talking.
Sounds like a cool setting.
Yeah, no, I think it makes most sense to do it that way because we can get to Taksum really easily with just a teleportation circle.
Yeah.
And we can get to the Flame Wing with just a teleportation circle. Correct. And then if we have to go somewhere else at that point, you'll have a teleport left if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have 3 teleportation circles, right?
Let me look.
2/5 and a 6th. Is that right?
Perdonne-moi.
Yeah, teleportation circles 5th, teleportation 7th.
Yep.
So 3 teleportation circles and a teleport.
Okay.
Deliver.
Gosh, I'm tired. Okay. So we're gonna rip it up tonight and then
Everybody's like, ain't no party like a sibling party. Because we party hard.
Whoop, whoop.
Siblings assemble.
I'll Sending Stone Evelyn again and let her know if they wanted to come for a party at the Ajuba Tower, then we're all gathering. But we don't have a job for Weary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, do you look for a thing?
Yeah.
What do you say?
He has a Sending Stone, right?
Yeah, same as all your siblings.
Yeah. I'll give him a call.
This is cloud thing.
Hey, bro. You up for an adventure?
Sure. I've been getting a little bored with what we're doing here lately anyway. What's up?
Yeah. Can you get to Magpies?
I could be there in 6 seconds.
Fantastic. See you in a bit.
Or I guess it's teleportation circles a minute, isn't it?
Nah, it might be a minute.
Be there in a minute.
Okay.
I call Evelyn really quick. If you guys want to come to a party, fucking stop Cloudfang and join him. No money in it, just party.
She says, let me check. Yeah, no, it's not gonna.
Thought I'd see.
Worthy. Appreciate it. Wish her good.
Thank God.
What?
You don't want to see your brother?
I'm just kidding. It would be nice to see them again, but. I'm just on a high from what happened.
Your bones have stopped working. You're just melting in the chair.
I feel the same. I feel exactly the same.
Can I just like call all of my siblings and get them to Magpies?
You put up the cat signal and all the
meow meow
meow.
Just a little, a little cat face like just wipes the screen. They're all there suddenly.
There was a thing on Nightmare Before Christmas that I think it looks like. Hold on.
Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. My nails match my.
I was going to say, your nails are really pretty.
Thank you. I like yours too. That's the color I had last week.
I didn't realize that when I picked it. So.
Oh, they actually made them. Sorry, I'm looking for the video of it, but people actually, like, made them. They're these, it's a cat siren.
Oh, yeah, right there.
It looks like this, and you crank the tail.
Yeah.
And it,
I remember that.
Absolutely not.
But
absolutely.
I'm trying to find, I'll send you the, hopefully I find the video, but, like, here's this.
Why don't you put it in the group chat?
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah, I don't want streaming.
Sorry. Copy. Sorry.
That's okay. All right. So, you assemble all the siblings. You are suddenly buried under a a big cuddle puddle of big happy cat hugs. The Collis and Hummingbird and Fourth Wind and Wisp and Cloud, I think I'm hanging already. So many.
Oh, silly. No.
What?
The tears.
Oh.
Why?
Just so many tears always.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a great time. And your sister busts out some good hooch.
Let's get drunk.
And you all are able to have a very happy drunken evening celebrating your riches. To decorate the place, Magpie conjures some illusionary, diamonds that are, like hanging from the ceiling, like a little kind of, like, disco, like, crystal, like, disco ball that's, like, just sending sparkles everywhere, like, little prismatic rainbow sparkles.
I wear a mini dress made out of, like, fake diamonds.
Oh, like rhinestones?
Yeah.
That's, like, see-through, kind of like... Mm-hmm. I feel like J-Lo did that, where it was, like, see-through with just, like, the jewels over the bits.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wasting this outfit when no one's going to see me.
Just, I see you.
Just everybody at this party.
Yeah. Well, no one that's going to...
I feel like Cloudfang's like, I see you.
Do you invite Hannah and her new friend?
I was going to ask if she was here. Yeah, for sure. Probably shouldn't invite the law.
What about Master Eric's? He's the professor that's studying this from.
There's
Master Eric's and there's Mary and there's other.
I feel like everybody's invited.
The artificers that are the think tank that are working on your.
I assumed they were here, kind of.
They don't stay here in the tower. They have like hotels, and it's the New Year, so they've been taking a couple days off to just. You know, you can't go, like, hard every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
True.
No.
True. Who says?
And I don't have a sending stone with Ricara, do I?
No, you haven't exchanged sending stones.
Did she have one? For some reason, I had a memory that she didn't have a sending stone.
Or maybe she did.
Because we were in the middle of nowhere, and they live a very poor life.
Yeah, maybe she didn't. Yeah, that's right.
If anyone has it marked down, it'll be Inari. Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Well, she can't teleport anyway, right?
No.
Okay. Can we retcon that I've been talking to her every once in a while, too?
Of course.
I did genuinely think she didn't have one.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great. All right,
so you all party until...
Oh, do you want to invite an...
Harita? Or you haven't talked to her since that awkward exchange you guys had when you were talking about. You didn't, you know, she's like, oh, it's a shame we didn't get to, like, ring a New Year's together. And you're like, there's next New Year's.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I didn't re-listen to the episode, so I forgot.
And then, like, you just were like, and then you both were just kind of, like, awkwardly, like, quiet, and then, like, you took a very cold bath.
How long has it been? A day?
It's been a couple days.
A couple days?
I think, well, I guess it would have been.
No, it would have been.
Yesterday morning. Yeah.
Invite her.
Yeah. I'll invite her.
Alright, so Harita shows up. I guess she doesn't have Cloudfang or Magpie's circle, so Magpie teleports to fetch her for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Magpie.
Alright.
We're rich!
Holla! Alright, so you all have a very kind of diamond art deco-y themed party. You all had a little too much to drink.
For sure.
Except for you, Shims, because you don't drink.
Well, not designated driver. The one that's...
The babysitter.
The babysitter. There you go.
I will not be babysat.
Alright, so, it's the third of rebirth.
Yeah.
King's Day. You all wake up. There's little potion vials next to you, courtesy of Magpie.
Aww.
That will, our little potion vials that will get rid of your hangover, if you have one. And any sort of tummy issues that go along with a night of heavy drinking.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, if you have too much champagne at the party. Magpie's already up. There's breakfast waiting for you guys. She's out running errands. She's an early bird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep giving this to me because it should be at the top of my character's mind?
I just know that we play it weeks apart, and that's something that happened very recently. And if I keep giving it to you, there's probably a reason.
God damn it. What the fuck is going on?
We know...
If I spent the time making it...
Don't we know what it says already, or do we still not?
We know what it says, right?
Yeah, it's the, like...
Magpie translated it for you.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Cool. And it was the... I'm the first of three, I'm the weakest.
Yeah. Should we tell everyone about it? I mean, Magpie knows, but...
But it's not magically a piece of paper that keeps finding its way into my hands.
No, it's a it's a piece of paper that keeps magically finding it into Sim's hands.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this something like we should warn the general about?
Didn't we already do that?
Not the general.
You told Captain Herbert about it. And she doesn't want to kind of reach out to you guys.
Because it was here. Yeah, so it's a new day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go talk to the captain of the guard.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Psychic whispers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Alright. So, you head down to the constabulary. It's really enough in the morning that as you arrive, you hear the sounds of kind of like panting and grunting in the back. Like the sounds of people doing drills.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's kind of a weird thing to describe. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll bring coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
As you go like back into the training yards, you see Captain Herbert there, and she is practice sparring with four different guards all at once.
Of course she is.
And seems to be handling them with ease and aplomb.
Uh-huh. Of course she is. Makes sense. I will stand quietly and review my own notes as to what this was all about.
When she sees you, she very quickly like knocks each of them to the ground. And then like sets them on two and two drills.
Nice.
And then comes over with barely a sweat on her Air Cobra brow.
Amazing. Birds don't sweat.
Oh, that's right. They probably don't.
Birds don't sweat.
She's not a bird. She's an Air Cobra.
But yeah, she stretches her one wing out for a second, kind of loosens up, and then...
Hand her a coffee.
Now this I could get used to.
Don't get used to it. I'm a world traveler, bitch.
So why is the most famous person in Ajuba handing me coffee this morning?
I'm the most famous person on this peninsula, maybe. Especially after yesterday.
She's like, you're definitely the most cockiest person.
I don't know. Is Allison around? Wait, what's the...
I'm Allison.
No, what's the other person's name? Is the hound around?
She's off today.
I'm just saying. She's pretty cocky, too.
Well, cocky people don't speak so glowingly of other people.
you've
definitely made it onto her glowing list.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Is that like a laminated list?
I came because of that thing that we stopped a couple of weeks ago. Or was it a couple of days ago?
It was a couple of days ago. That's why I keep putting the sheet out
there. No, it was a couple of weeks ago. Because it was the 17th of Cilia.
Oh, shit, it was. You're right. Yeah. It was a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So,
thanks again for that. And you said it warned us that it might be coming, something else might be coming? We've been keeping an eye out for it.
Yeah, he is the first Spectre of three. The others will come. He is the weakest of the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pass that around to the other...
I already have.
Great. It's just kind of weighing on my mind.
You say, gesturing with this piece of paper.
Weighing on my mind. And it might be a bigger deal than we thought.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. Things like being cursed and prophecies, I guess, don't go away ever. I'm not going to stop giving you shade about this.
I'm not going to keep putting it. I mean, I guess I'm putting it there.
For how long?
Until I no longer need to.
Oh, God. So anyway, yeah, that's just, I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. As you should be. Yeah. You know, it's a dangerous world outside the safe harbor of civilization.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to come highlight that, basically. Are you still down to fight demons and devils?
We are. We've been We've been preparing. We've been looking for able-bodied people. We've been training people.
Awesome. That's amazing. And we gave you the date, right?
You did.
Awesome. Even better. Want to spar?
She says, I don't actually want to work up a sweat this early in the morning.
Well, thank you.
She says, but maybe another time.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure that everyone was well in the know about this. Because it just keeps occurring to me.
You have it upside down.
How can you fucking tell?
It is important. I will say that. The orientation is important.
To us?
Why?
To you guys.
To me, Caitlin Sims?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Should I be looking at it closer? Is it a connect the dots?
It's not a connect the dots.
Ooh.
Wait, if the...
I can send it to you. I don't think I've sent it in the group chat. I should do that.
Because that's... The paper we were talking about, but then is there some?
What are the? Maybe? There's a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
Je ne comprends pas.
Mm-hmm. You know who fucking loves puzzle games?
Who?
This motherfucker. Yeah, you.
If I love puzzle games, I don't have like a blog about it or something.
I know. Funny how that works out. Okay.
And what language was that in?
Abyssal.
Abyssal.
And do I know anything about abyssal writing that would be helpful?
Not on the top of your head, though you do have. You can, like, decipher it with comprehend languages.
Okay. And the fact that these are thicker down here is just a matter of writing. These are not more important.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess if I did comprehend languages, I guess, are we concerned that Magpie translated it wrong?
Maybe, you know.
I don't think so. I mean, because it was her who did the translation, not Tony, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So, let me see. I don't think I have it prepared, but
it's a ritual spell.
Oh, is it?
Can you, count how many times each symbol comes up?
I don't know. Well, okay. So, after looking at it, I have a few questions. I'm going to steal this really quick. Are these two the same?
Yes.
Okay.
The DM does have poor handwriting.
Yeah, and then this one and this one are the same.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Gotcha.
It's hard writing in a made-up script.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And having it be the same every time. I can't imagine how...
Using
I do have it ready.
Oh. You're going to cast comprehend language?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, okay, I guess since we're metagaming this, what inspires you to bring this out and have Tony take a look at it?
The fact that you keep fucking giving it to me. I think, though, okay, so to bring it into real game terms, I think we're back here,
mm-hmm.
and you have physically inserted this into my character's top of mind, so then I must roleplay that it is top of mind. You know what I mean? Like, so we're back here, and this is where she translated this the first time. So, Tony, could you translate this one more time? I've just been thinking about
I can. I just don't understand why you wouldn't trust Magpie, but
it's
whatever.
It's not that I don't trust Magpie. It's just, I just want to see it again.
So, I'll do comprehend languages.
You cast comprehend languages on it.
Oh, you do get a different one! What does that say?
He is the first specter of three. Others will come. He is the weakest of the brothers.
Okay, so that's the same thing.
Yeah.
And then there's a symbol. This is this doesn't mean anything.
Oh. It's
Do I know what that symbol means?
Roll me an intelligence check.
Can I also an intelligence check with Hunter's Bane?
Why Hunter's Bane?
I don't know. Is it
16?
Why not?
You felt like you've seen that symbol before somewhere.
Ooh, but I don't know where.
Wait.
Can I roll that?
Can I also roll an intelligence check?
Does it say others will come? What?
Merrick?
Fuck.
What is happening?
It's Marique.
Marique. There we go.
Also, you literally pointed at that symbol in front of Shay. I was like, ooh, is she gonna...
Well, I was like, why does that look familiar? And then they're calling...
Well, it's just because the writing was thicker here. That's
like,
all.
You're like, oh, is it gonna happen?
She's the first Spectre of three. The others were...
Yeah, Snackguy just didn't know what to look for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we need to follow that trail of desolation and go figure out what the fuck is waiting there. Because he left a huge trail from where he came from, right?
Mm-hmm. He came from
and
the jungle.
And it was somewhere
no
in the jungle of no return.
Okay. Do we want to drop off our
diamonds
portion
first.
Of the diamonds first?
Yeah.
And then...
Interesting. God damn, you lucky son of a bitch. Thank God you fucking remembered that.
Also, I went through... every week I go through your folder, but I have no card at the top.
No, you don't!
I do.
I just thought it was always on the top. Usually when I...
No!
It's always there. You're right.
Oh my God.
I didn't even think about that.
Man, how heavy-handed you have to be with this one. Holy shit.
I just figured if it kept sitting out there, eventually you'd get angry enough that it was there.
I mean, yeah, it didn't take long.
As your partner, this concerns me.
Oh, God.
But it makes sense as the DM.
Yes.
But as your partner, I'm like, what is he doing? Like, leaving stuff out.
This is a DM trick, not a partner trick.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right?
Trick.
Oh, my God.
You and Eli are working together.
Oh, my God. Shit. How do you spell it? M-E-R-I-K-H.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, well, let's fast travel these fucking diamonds. Oh, I can't breathe again.
Alright, so you've given the diamonds to all the siblings. Each of them has a different city. Some will be able to teleport there. Some will have to travel. I will say the ones that do have to teleport are happy to essentially teleport, do their thing, and come back and then travel with the siblings. So they'll be traveling in small groups.
Oh, great. I love that. So we can mark off...
Nivalis is like, finally a chance to stretch my legs.
You can stretch them right in front of me.
Stop thirsting after my brother.
It's not after your brother. It's after who he chooses to look like.
It's after his body suit.
Yeah.
His human suit that he wears.
His skin suit?
Skin suit. Thank you. That's what it is.
It's not actually skin, though. It's magic.
So I can check off everything except for Taksum and the Flame Wing, right?
Right.
Okay.
And they'll check in with you as those are delivered. So.
Nice.
Awesome.
Off to the snail trail.
But all the ones that have a tower in it, we can just see and automatically just assume those are done.
Okay.
Shoot!
So I shouldn't mark off Apella and Akar yet?
Those are the only two that don't have a tower, right?
Yeah.
Well, and Arachna?
Yeah.
And then Yemaine?
Oh, yeah.
So those four might take a little time. But...
Oh, how many is Yemaine getting?
I don't know. You tell me.
Mm-hmm. I don't have Yemaine right now.
We have it.
Are they getting two?
One second. Three.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I could have checked the picture of the notes. So good.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to Taksum and then the Flame Wing and see what they're up to.
Okay. So, are you going to message Heinrich?
Oh, yeah. Hey, bitch.
Bitch.
Oh, that's...
I'm a Heronagon, not some sort of Houndagon.
Houndagon? Oh, weird. Yeah, that's not the way I meant it at all.
Oh.
We're gonna come through.
Oh, okay.
See you soon.
I'm getting baffled. It was on Magpie's voice there, but they're gonna get him off Magpie back onto his score. Alright, so you arrive in Taksum. Tony, you cast a spell, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Alright, so you disappear from... You say goodbye to all your siblings. They all go off on their adventures. It's all very happy. And then you'll disappear. And reappear into his teleportation circle room. You see the sign on the door that says, please ring bell, don't drink door.
I don't know why that's there.
That's never happened before.
We certainly wouldn't do that.
He opens the door. He's sitting there in a smoking jacket with a pair of bunny-footed slippers on. Bunny-headed slippers, yes.
I like that they're bunny-footed, though.
Yeah.
He's wearing feet on his feet.
Feet on his feet, yeah.
And says, what's up?
I'm obsessed with this character.
We need to get to the local Iona temple.
Oh, well, you can hop on through.
Cool. How's your life going?
Great.
It looks like it.
Is that...
That doesn't... He's...
No.
He says, I'm an artificer living in my own wizard's tower in a city full of ancient knowledge. I wouldn't want to say I'm retired, but I have enough money to live on for the rest of my life, and I have a pretty exciting life. I'm doing pretty good.
Last time we were here, he was like a crumbling alcoholic, though, right?
He was drunk, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you made me assume.
I read crumbling alcoholic, but that's not what is actually happening. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Thanks for letting us use your...
Are we going to be coming right back here?
You don't have to leave from here. So.
Yeah, we don't have to.
It's just the destination that matters.
Hey, if you ever guys want to get lunch or something, just let me know.
That would actually be nice.
Do you want to get lunch?
Okay.
Now? I guess, do we just eat breakfast?
You did just have breakfast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll hop back by and get lunch sometime.
Sounds good. Look
forward to it. We're world hopping right now. Continent hopping?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I feel like you did feel like he was... I'm trying to remember if it's him or someone else. I think, or you were worried that he seemed lonely the last time.
Yeah, lonely and drunk, and that means to me crumbling alcoholic. And I don't think that's far off.
That's a fair assumption for all of you.
Okay, cool. Well, Iona Temple.
Mm-hmm. Bingo bango.
All
right, bingo so bango.
Head to the Iona Temple, you drop off your diamonds. Walking through this kind of ancient city with its large white stone buildings. Tony, how do you feel back in this space?
Oh, yeah.
It's surreal. Mm-hmm. It's almost like... it's familiar, but also very distant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to believe it was just... 6 months ago.
6 months, yeah.
You were on the run for like a couple of years after you escaped.
Yeah. It's been a few years, but like, I mean, it's familiar, but I've lived so much life since I was here last that it feels almost like a different life.
Yeah. That's true, even since the last time you've been here, like in this game, it's been, I mean, the last time you guys were in Texoon was a while ago.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It was pre...
Yeah, it was back in Colth. It was like session 36.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's been a while. It's been a long road getting from there to here.
Yeah.
All right. So, you drop your necklace and you're going to reach out to the Flamelings?
Yep. Hey, bitch.
Hi, Inari.
Oh, no, it's not Inari.
No, I'm just getting...
Oh, see, she gets it, I guess. I'm used to her just doing her own boning thing on her own. I'm not used to being an intermediary.
We in the Flamewings call that a flame wing person.
I'm not that person.
Oh, you're my flame wing person. All right.
Doesn't the flame wing person have to also fuck?
No.
Don't they have to have game?
You just have to assist.
Oh, well, I do that sometimes. All right. I do assist sometimes.
Tyga has the weird realization that she has been, in fact, an Argus wingman this whole time.
Every once in a while it happens.
Like, oh, shit.
That's actually really funny.
It really is. Okay. Anyway, we're coming through. All
right, we'll see you soon. I'm glad you're going to be here.
Okay. Bad things?
We'll talk about it when you arrive.
Okay. You know these things are, like, secure and all, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. See you soon. Can you hand me a cookie? I want a cookie from that side because they're more filled with goods.
Mm.
See, look at that one on the back corner for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one's filled with goods.
What kind of cookies are
they? They are dark chocolate macadamia.
I said before you bite it. There was one that I, when I was
transferring it from the baking sheet onto the wax paper, one of the macadamias fell out, so I just picked it up and put it on the top, and like kind of like, because it was still soft, and I was like, is it that one? But no. Mm-hmm. I was like, can't lose the nut.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so you teleport to Flaming Tower. It gets from kind of being warm with a cool chill to being kind of cool with a warm breeze as you teleport up over the equator into this forest where it has now gone from late fall to late spring. Arrive at the top of Flaming Tower on the teleportation circle that Miriam showed you there before. And as you arrive, you see Miriam waiting for you all. She's dressed, last time she was just kind of dressed in like adventurer's armor. This time she seems to be in some sort of, it's almost like a ceremonial red dress outfit.
Mm. Uh-oh, did somebody die?
Is that what you ask?
Yeah.
Tony? She nods.
No.
Oh. Ooh.
She says, well, Deudra is no longer with us. Deudra, you all know, is the stocky white dragonborn that had the black lightning bolts going down both of their arms.
How long ago did she pass?
Well, a few days ago.
Do you have her body?
We do not. Best we can tell, it was destroyed.
Oh.
Do you know...
It was what?
Destroyed.
Do you know the circumstances?
Well, that's... I wanted to wait for my mourning period to end, but since you contacted me, it seemed like a little bit of a sign. She says, Deudra was killed by Lord Catastrophe Eisbolt.
Oh, that bitch! That crazy little fuck's gotta go.
We sent Deudra to investigate Lord Eisbolt.
Your boyfriend? Yeah.
My boyfriend.
And apparently, from what I could gather, we had essentially an open sending stone between us. And it sounds, he went into his mansion, the sending stone cut out, and then I didn't hear anything else from Deudra. And I used a bit of divination magic and determined that he was dead. When I tried to use the divination magic to find his body to retrieve it, it does no longer exists.
Mm.
Did we tell her about the...
that he's not... Who?
Isolde?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, specifically.
Okay. That's why Deudra was there.
Okay.
Mm. Ooh, that feels bad.
Okay.
I don't like that.
I feel like we have... This is what this is for.
Do you have somebody who can cast resurrection, true resurrection?
We have an ally at a temple... in Carthel that is capable of doing it.
We've got a diamond.
Well, I'll need 25,000 gold pieces worth of diamonds.
I pull out a true.
It's a big diamond.
You pull out like a sack.
I pull it out.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah!
Because diamonds are very scarce. We are...
How many were we going to give them?
Only two.
She says, we have enough for a resurrection, but not a resurrection without a body.
I pull out a second one. No, we're here to do this.
She takes them from you and says, this is quite the generous
gift. These bitches killed dragons.
Killed a dragon?
Yep. And then it came back to life, and then we won four more true diamonds off of it in a fucking game of gambling. And he promised to leave us alone forever. As long as we gambled with him.
What strange and wonderful lives you lead.
I mean...
They are interesting.
I mean, we did specifically do it so that we could get more trues out into the world. So, because he was hoarding them. I just have to brag. How many true did we end up with?
44.
That's a true. In Bronzeport, they gamble these. Those motherfucking rich sons of bitches in Bronzeport gamble these. And we killed a dragon to get 44 of them.
Right? It was 44 after we paid... Yeah. Not including...
Yeah, not including what you paid off the...
Yeah.
Okay. She says, oh, well, maybe after we liberate Carthel, we can go overthrow the bourgeoisie and the...
Well, I think he had managed to hoard maybe a lot of them.
Yeah. But there's still going to be
But you said he was a dragon. Mm. That's what dragons tend to do.
But I mean, that casino probably still has quite a bit, since they had a whole room dedicated to just gambling intrudes.
Well, that was just because it was Yurgo, right? He just had a private room.
I don't know.
Right?
To be fair, all you've seen is Yurgo, but you've heard that there's a lot more diamond trading gambling going on.
I think we got lucky because one dragon had so many of them on hand. I think the rest of them are really diffuse, so.
What kind of dragon was he?
A diamond dragon?
Oh, I've never heard of one of those.
He did glitter as we tore the diamonds off his body.
I think he made it up.
James, you do have dragon scales from him that you can pull off to show off if you'd
like. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I would like to think that I took my scales that I want made into my armor, and I'm like, look at this!
Wow, it shines bright like the sun.
Bright like a diamond.
I butchered him. It was great.
She.
I ripped his flesh off.
Jesus.
She just looks a little intimidated by that.
Yeah.
She says, well, what we should do is we should resurrect Doodrug and see what information we can get about Lord Icebelt from them. She says, and then I was going to reach out to you all to see if you'd be interested in taking as you would say, to put it the way Taika would say, take a fucker out.
I'm already interested in taking a fucker out.
I don't know. We have a history.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to go after
as your flame
exes.
Wing? I don't even know where I was going with it. It had no ending. That's all.
It was perfect. I might have to sit this one out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know what? I'll just call Harita. She can step in for you.
Mm-hmm. What sort of history did you have with Lord Icebell?
Oh, I went on a date with him for, what's her name? I can't remember.
Isolde. Yeah.
That's how we came across this plot.
There was a deal with a devil that you were...
Hoodwinked into.
They're crafty like that.
Yeah, that was very crafty. But that guy's fucked up from the flora.
Yes, as you mentioned, we were hoping... Deirdre was hoping that they could get in there and, find some evidence to...
Is Doodra really intelligent?
Doodra is quite intelligent, yeah.
You should keep Doodra away from him. You should send the dumbest person you have.
The only reason I didn't get fucked is because I'm not.
Don't say that. I'm a dumb as a box of rocks.
No, if Tony or fucking Shems had gone in there, they'd have been fucking... Slooped up by a fucking elder god.
Slooped up.
I don't know what I was gonna say.
Alright, so she says, well, that's interesting to know. Yes, and of course, I've often thought there was a theory that you could divide every person's attributes into six distinct stats. Dutra is quite intelligent and also quite charismatic, one might say.
Oh, both. Because
they're sorcerers, yeah.
No. I'm just strong. Oh god, what is happening?
I rolled another nat 20. And Shay was like, was like speed up.
Alright, she says, if you wanna kill a fucker, come with me to Carthel.
Yeah, we wanna just do this?
Yeah.
Australia.
Alright, are you ready now or do you need some time to prepare?
Oh wait, what spells do I have?
You should at least get more rest up, right? Because you have a couple missing spells.
Yeah, I used up a couple of spells, so let me see what my short rest gives me.
Well, how about I take you all to Carthel?
Yeah, we can rest there.
We resurrect Doodra, we get information, and then you all can take him on tomorrow.
I greatly dislike Carthel. Greatly dislike.
Well,
it felt like I couldn't see around corners.
Well, maybe this is, Carthel is a beautiful city that has fallen into dark times.
It's not dark times. It's that bitch Calamity. Love ya. She's doing some weird fucky shit up there.
She says, but perhaps we can shine some light into it. Perhaps we can get Calamity to do whatever something she needs to do. Also, it's not Calamity doing whatever's going on there, I would guess, she says, pointedly looking at Shims.
Of course not. There's no reason to think so.
She says, if Calamity was blighting Carthel in any way, I would know.
No, it's not blighting. It's easy to get drunk there, even if you shouldn't be able to get drunk. You get poisoned, even if you're immune to being poisoned.
I have it on good authority that whatever's happening there is not Calamity's doing.
Then it must be this floppy fuck. It's gotta be, right?
It sounded like you said floppy fuck.
Floppy fuck!
I know you said floppy.
All right, this is well then. Shall we go?
Yeah.
All right. And so, as she goes to lead you to Carthel, we're just going to go ahead and wrap the session up there. As predicted, I kind of feel like we peaked.
We did. We peaked very early.
But yes, we'll happily pick it up there with you all heading to Carthel to take out Lord Castron Icefell. Person powerful enough to have killed a flame wing. So.
Is there any way I can get dumbed down before the fight?
You'll need all your senses.
Yeah.
I guess.
Just don't look at any of his paintings.
Don't look at his penis.
Don't look at his penis. Always a good idea.
Just look at this. Oh, my brain!
My eyes!
His downstairs causes a mix-up.
My brain is mixed up from looking at his downstairs.
Well, I'm glad I didn't charge the recording.
Bobby and the cursed penis.
God, it sounds like a kid's book, Flavia and the Cursed Penis.
Yeah, I do.
I know.